Though the musings on this podcast might be as sweet as a bright red maraschino cherry, the language can be as sour as a dark red tart cherry. On this episode, we're cherry picking the topic of metta, loving kindness meditation, with James of Quiet in Mind. Hey y'all, I'm Grace, host of Mediocre Mystic, and this is Mindful Maraschino, the meditative moment when we pause and ponder a particular seed of truth cherry picked by one of our very own cherry cobbler congregants. Thanks for tuning in with your forks and ears. Please take a moment to subscribe, follow, rate, and review Mediocre Mystic on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or any of the platforms where you find your podcasts.
Can you revise your perceptions to see the world in terms of suffering and the end of suffering instead of good and bad? To see the world in terms of suffering and the end of suffering is Buddha mind. It will lead us away from righteousness and anger. Get in touch with your own Buddha mind, and you will uncover a healing force of compassion. Sharon Salzberg. You're listening to The Quieted Mind. I'm James Buckley. One of my favorite practices, and one that I should probably do more, especially in our polarized political climate, is metta, also called loving-kindness meditation. I've talked about this before on the podcast, and we'll link to that meditation in the show notes. Metta is all about widening the circle of compassion for yourself and others, and acknowledging that no matter our background or beliefs, we all want the same basic things in life: to be safe, to be happy, and to be free from pain and suffering. Depending on our karma, we may seek these things in any number of ways, some harmless and nonviolent, others harmful and destructive. Metta is a selfless practice in the sense that it erodes the notion that we have a separate self in favor of the reality that we are all truly interdependent. It wishes everyone well, regardless of the karma that they are putting out into the world, because that is the end game. That all sentient beings may be safe, happy, and free from suffering. Practicing metta can help us expand our love and compassion for ourselves and others. When done regularly, it can help us to be more patient and understanding, less angry or prone to react out of resentment, which ultimately dehumanizes those we oppose. Fear, anger, and resentment may fall on our path, but the path itself is paved with compassion and understanding. This is where metta leads us. When you have the time and space to try out the practice in a meditative setting, please check out my metta meditation on the channel and give it a go. I hope you find it beneficial as you move through life and seek to ease suffering in the world. Until next time, may you be safe, may you be happy, and may you be free.
James, aka the velvet-voiced Zen man, as dubbed by yours truly, a quieted mind, appears in the Mediocre Mystic feed regularly. No matter if he is sharing a meditation or a Dharma talk on his episodes, he concludes by wishing us all to be safe, to be happy, to be free. If you're anything like me, that can sound pretty lofty and somewhat out of reach. I think to myself, maybe I can have one or two of these, but certainly not all three. I look at the world around me, and I hope we can get just one of them. But as I kept listening to his audio and looking at these three words whilst writing my own response, I realized it's a package deal, y'all. You may have heard the analogy of a three-legged stool in philosophy or theology. And much like a three-legged stool, without one of these words, it's out of balance and will only last so long without shifting your weight uncomfortably. Or if you're me, falling completely off and busting your ass on the ground. As James talked about how we can go after the desire to be safe, to be happy, to be free, in both healthy and unhealthy ways, I realized it wasn't lofty at all. It's the human pursuit of our basic longings. And how we get there is how we define our own human condition. Now, we can delve deep into the valley of our despair, or we can rise to the heights, to the pinnacles of our healing. But most of us are somewhere in the middle, of course, in the mediocre. Now, let me remind you of the OG 16th century Latin roots meaning of this word, the middle of a rugged, mountainous range. Not just any old mountain, a rugged one. Isn't life just that? If we think a moment about James's constant benediction to us, may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be free. In terms of this old rugged mountain of ours, where might we find safety? In the mediocre middle, away from the floods of the valley and the scorching sun of the pinnacle. Where might we find happiness? In the mediocre middle, to where it's a doable hike with perspective views above and below. Where might we find freedom? In the mediocre middle, away from extremes with the ability to move about rather than be confined to a small pinnacle or hemmed in by the valley. Now, up on this old rugged mountain, even in the mediocre middle, we won't make it on our own. Loving kindness asks of us to expand our compassion for ourselves and for others, and to exchange our rugged individualism for the kind of interdependency that helps us make smooth stones. As we make our community in this middle of the mountain life, compassion is not an option. Rather, it's the key to our survival, as Karen Armstrong says in her Charter for Compassion. When any of us is suffering in some part of this rugged way, some of us can come together to ease the pain. In this way, we both practice and experience metta. I leave you with the same closing as that of my dear brother James. May you be safe, may you be happy, and may you be free. Now that you've heard from James and me, I want to hear from you. Call or text me at 980-355-9665. Email me at mediocremysticpod@gmail.com. Visit mediocremystic.com and check out the show notes for links to social media and references from this episode. And don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, and review Mediocre Mystic on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or any of the platforms where you find your podcasts. If you'd like to hear more from James, go listen to the full version of the Metta Loving Kindness Meditation on episode 12 of 2022 in the Mediocre Mystic feed. Lucky Buddha for us, he appears here regularly for Zen meditations and Dharma talks. Until next time, try all kinds of varieties of cherries. Pick the one or ones that taste the best to you.